Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill. Today's the 11th day of August. It's so great to be here with you today as we are trucking through this month of August. And yes, we have been in the Old Testament for the entirety of this year thus far. That's because we read the Bible in chronological order as best as historians can tell, theologians know. We are reading the sequence of events that happened in order as they took place. And I certainly don't want to give too much away, but all I'm going to say is stay with it. Stay close. Stay in the Word. The tides will turn and a change is going to come. Isn't that true of life? Today we are continuing in the book of Jeremiah, chapters 14 through 17. And this week we are continuing in the Christian Standard Bible. Now just a little word of reference before we begin. We want to remember that Jeremiah was appointed a prophet before he was even born. His ministry spanned over a 40-year period. So let's just remember that as we read the book of Jeremiah, which we will consecutively read and get through it in a few days. And if you're like me, your bottom can really start to hurt after a few chapters in and continue and continue and continue. But it does help to read this and know that these things were not read in just a matter of a few days. Like, what we're reading actually took place over a span of time. And just like we've read all of the prophets in the Old Testament, minor and major, they were appointed by God to go and speak specifically to a specific people for a specific reason. The tone and the language is harsh and pointed and intentional, and there's a reason for it. So let's just refocus, recenter, realign ourselves with that as we continue in Jeremiah today. Jeremiah chapter 14. This is the word of the Lord that came to Jeremiah concerning the drought. Judah mourns, her city gates languish. Her people are on the ground in mourning. Jerusalem's cry rises up. Their nobles send their servants for water. They go to the cisterns, they find no water. Their containers return empty. They are ashamed and humiliated, they cover their heads. The ground is cracked since no rain has fallen on the land. The farmers are ashamed, they cover their heads. Even the doe in the field gives birth and abandons her fawn since there is no grass. Wild donkeys stand on the barren heights, panting for air like jackals. Their eyes fail because there are no green plants. Though our iniquities testify against us, Lord, act for your name's sake. Indeed, our rebellions are many. We have sinned against you. Hope of Israel, its Savior in time of distress, why are you like a resident alien in the land, like a traveler stopping only for the night? Why are you like a helpless man, like a warrior unable to save? You are among us, Lord, and we bear your name. Don't leave us. This is what the Lord says concerning these people. Truly they love to wander. They never rest their feet. So the Lord does not accept them. Now he will remember their iniquity and punish their sins. Then the Lord said to me, do not pray for the well-being of these people. If they fast, I will not hear their cry of despair. If they offer burnt offering and grain offering, I will not accept them. Rather, I will finish them off by sword, famine, and plague. And I replied, oh no, Lord God, the prophets are telling them, you won't see sword or suffer famine. I will certainly give you lasting peace in this place. But the Lord said to me, these prophets are prophesying a lie in my name. I did not send them, nor did I command them or speak to them. They are prophesying to you a false vision, worthless divination, the deceit of their own minds. Therefore, this is what the Lord says concerning the prophets who prophesy in my name, though I did not send them, and who say, there will never be sword or famine in this land. By sword and famine, these prophets will meet their end. The people they are prophesying to will be thrown into the streets of Jerusalem because of the famine and the sword. There will be no one to bury them. They, their wives, their sons, and their daughters. I will pour out their own evil on them. You are to speak this word to them. Let my eyes overflow with tears, day and night may they not stop. For my dearest people have been destroyed by a crushing blow, an extremely severe wound. If I go out to the field, look, those slain by the sword. If I enter the city, look, those ill from famine. For both prophet and priest travel to a land they do not know. Have you completely rejected Judah? Do you detest Zion? Why do you strike us with no hope of healing for us? We hoped for peace, but there was nothing good. For a time of healing, but there was only terror. We acknowledge our wickedness, Lord, the iniquity of our ancestors. Indeed, we have sinned against you. For your name's sake, don't despise us. Don't disdain your glorious throne. Remember your covenant with us. Do not break it. Can any of the worthless idols of the nations bring rain? Or can the skies alone give showers? Are you not the Lord our God? We therefore put our hope in you, for you have done all these things. Then the Lord said to me, even if Moses and Samuel should stand before me, my compassions would not reach out to these people. Send them from my presence and let them go. If they ask you, where will we go? Tell them, this is what the Lord says. Those destined for death, to death. Those destined for the sword, to the sword. Those destined for famine, to famine. Those destined for captivity, to captivity. I will ordain four kinds of judgment for them. This is the Lord's declaration. The sword to kill, the dogs to drag away, and the birds of the sky, and the wild animals of the land to devour and destroy. I will make them a horror to all the kingdoms of the earth because of Manasseh, son of Hezekiah, the king of Judah, for what he did in Jerusalem. Who will you have pity on, Jerusalem? Who will show sympathy towards you? Who will turn aside to ask about your well-being? You have left me. This is the Lord's declaration. You have turned your back, so I have stretched out my hand against you and destroyed you. I am tired of showing compassion. I scattered them with a winnowing fork at the city gates of the land. I made them childless. I destroyed my people. They would not turn from their ways. I made their widows more numerous than the sand of the seas. I brought a destroyer at noon against the mother of young men. I suddenly released on her agitation and terrors. The mother of seven grew faint. She breathed her last breath. Her sun set while it was still day. She was ashamed and humiliated. The rest of them I will give over to the sword in the presence of their enemies. This is the Lord's declaration. Woe is me, my mother, that you gave birth to me, a man who incites dispute and conflict in all the land. I did not lend or borrow, yet everyone curses me. The Lord said, haven't I set you loose for your good? Haven't I punished you in a time of trouble, in a time of distress with the enemy? Can anyone smash iron from the north, or bronze? I will give up your wealth and your treasures as plunder without cost for all your sins and all your borders. Then I will make you serve your enemies in a land you do not know, for my anger will kindle a fire that will burn against you. You know, Lord, remember me and take note of me. Avenge me against my persecutors. In your patience, don't take me away. Know that I suffered disgrace for your honor. Your words were found, and I ate them. Your words became a delight to me and the joy of my heart, for I bear your name, Lord God of armies. I never sat with the band of revelers, and I did not celebrate with them. Because your hand was on me, I sat alone, for you filled me with indignation. Why has my pain become unending, my wound incurable, refusing to be healed? You truly have become like a mirage to me, water that is not reliable. Therefore, this is what the Lord says. If you return, I will take you back. You will stand in my presence, and if you speak noble words rather than worthless ones, you will be my spokesman. It is they who must return to you. You must not return to them. Then I will make you a fortified wall of bronze to this people. They will fight against you, but will not overcome you, for I am with you to save you and rescue you. This is the Lord's declaration. I will rescue you from the power of evil people and redeem you from the grasp of the ruthless. The word of the Lord came to me. Do not marry or have sons or daughters in this place. For this is what the Lord says concerning sons and daughters born in this place, as well as concerning the mothers who bear them and the fathers who father them in this land. They will die from deadly diseases. They will not be mourned or buried, but will be like manure on the soil's surface. They will be finished off by sword and famine. Their corpses will become food for the birds of the sky and for the wild animals of the land. For this is what the Lord says. Don't enter a house where a mourning feast is taking place. Don't go to lament or sympathize with them, for I have removed my peace from these people as well as my faithful love and compassion. This is the Lord's declaration. Both great and small will die in this land without burial. No lament will be made for them, nor will anyone cut himself or shave his head for them. Food won't be provided for the mourner to comfort him because of the dead. A consoling drink won't be given him for the loss of his father or mother. Do not enter the house where feasting is taking place to sit with them to eat and drink. But this is what the Lord of armies, the God of Israel, says. I am about to eliminate from this place before your very eyes and in your time the sound of joy and gladness, the voice of the groom and the bride. When you tell these people all these things, they will say to you, why has the Lord declared all this terrible disaster against us? What is our iniquity? What is our sin that we have committed against the Lord our God? Then you will answer them, because your ancestors abandoned me. This is the Lord's declaration, and followed other gods, served them, and bowed and worshipped them. Indeed, they abandoned me and did not keep my instruction. You did more evil than your ancestors. Look, each one of you was following the stubbornness of his evil hearts, not obeying me. So I will hurl you from this land into a land that you and your ancestors have not known. There you will worship other gods both day and night, for I will not grant you grace. However, look, the days are coming, the Lord's declaration, when it will no longer be said, as the Lord lives, who brought the Israelites from the land of Egypt, but rather, as the Lord lives, who brought the Israelites from the land of the north and from all the other lands where he had banished them. For I will return them to their land that I gave to their ancestors. I am about to send for many fishermen. This is the Lord's declaration. And they will fish for them. Then I will send for many hunters, and they will hunt them down on every mountain and hill and out of the clefts of the rocks. For my gaze takes in all their ways. They are not concealed from me, and their iniquity is not hidden from my sight. I will first repay them double for their iniquity and sin because they have polluted my land. They have filled my inheritance with the carcasses of their abhorrent and detestable idols. Lord, my strength and my stronghold, my refuge in a time of distress, the nations will come to you from the ends of the earth, and they will say, our ancestors inherited only lies, worthless idols of no benefit at all. Can one make gods for himself? But they are not gods. Therefore, I am about to inform them, and this time I will make them know my power and my might. Then they will know that my name is the Lord. The sin of Judah is inscribed with an iron stylus. With a diamond point, it is engraved on the tablet of their hearts and on the horns of their altars, while their children remember their altars and their Asherah poles by the green trees on the high hills, by mountains in the countryside. I will give up your wealth and all your treasures as plunder because of the sin of your high places and all your borders. You will, on your own, relinquish your inheritance that I gave you. I will make you serve your enemies in a land you do not know, for you have set my anger on fire. It will burn forever. This is what the Lord says. Cursed is the person who trusts in mankind. He makes human flesh his strength, and his heart turns from the Lord. He will be like a juniper in the Araba. He cannot see when good comes, but dwells in the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land where no one lives. The person who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence indeed is the Lord, is blessed. He will be like a tree planted by water. It sends its roots out toward a stream. It doesn't fear when heat comes, and its foliage remains green. It will not worry in a year of drought or cease producing fruit. The heart is more deceitful than anything else and incurable. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, examine the mind. I test the heart to give to each according to his way, according to what his actions deserve. He who makes a fortune unjustly is like a partridge that hatches eggs it didn't lay. In the middle of his life, his riches will abandon him, so in the end, he will be a fool. A glorious throne on high from the beginning is the place of our sanctuary. Lord, the hope of Israel, all who abandon you will be put to shame. All who turn away from me will be written in the dirt, for they have abandoned the Lord, the fountain of living water. Heal me, Lord, I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved. For you are my praise. Hear how they keep challenging me. Where is the word of the Lord? Let it come. But I have not run away from being your shepherd, and I have not longed for the fatal day. You know my words were spoken in your presence. Don't become a terror to me. You are my refuge in the day of disaster. Let my persecutors be put to shame, but don't let me be put to shame. Let them be terrified, but don't let me be terrified. Bring on them the day of disaster. Shatter them with total destruction. This is what the Lord said to me. Go and stand at the people's gate through which the kings of Judah enter and leave, as well as all the gates of Jerusalem. Announce to them, hear the word of the Lord, kings of Judah, and all the residents of Jerusalem who enter through these gates. This is what the Lord says. Watch yourselves. Do not pick up a load and bring it in through Jerusalem's gates on the Sabbath day. Do not carry a load out of your houses on the Sabbath day or do any work, but keep the Sabbath day holy, just as I commanded your ancestors. They wouldn't listen or pay attention, but became obstinate, not listening or accepting discipline. However, if you listen to me, this is the Lord's declaration, and do not bring loads through the gates of this city on the Sabbath day, but keep the Sabbath day holy and do not work on it. Kings and princes will enter through the gates of this city. They will sit on the throne of David. They will ride in chariots and on horses with their officials, the men of Judah and the residents of Jerusalem. The city will be inhabited forever. Then people will come from the cities of Judah and from the area around Jerusalem, from the land of Benjamin and from the Judean foothills, from the hill country and from the Negev, bringing burnt offerings and sacrifices, grain offerings and frankincense, and thanksgiving sacrifices to the house of the Lord. But if you do not listen to me to keep the Sabbath day holy by not carrying a load while entering the gates of Jerusalem on the Sabbath day, I will set fire to its gates, and it will consume the citadels of Jerusalem and not be extinguished. Couple of things, real quick, to point out. We remember that Jeremiah is called the weeping prophet. He does not want this gig at all. Our experience, reference with today's prophets or someone that appoints themselves a prophet, they're very likable for the most part. They're very popular. Everyone wants what they have because they're usually fortune telling. They're usually projecting the end to loneliness, the end of financial ruin, and the foretelling of great success. And I mean, who doesn't want to be a part of that? So we like it when prophetesses, is that the female prophetess? Anyways, we jump at the chance to come and get a word from the Lord. In this case with Jeremiah, not so much. Not so much. And we also remember that this was a time of great prosperity. So coming and foretelling complete destruction, famine, drought, a turmoil at a time where things are plenty. Well, you know, that'll go over like a belch in church, right? Like, not so much. Also, I think it's important to point out there were other prophets at the time. Chapter 14, verse 11, then the Lord said to me, do not pray for the well-being of these people. If they fast, I will not hear their cry of despair. If they offer burnt offering and grain offering, I will not accept them. Rather, I will finish them off by sword, famine, and plague. And I replied, oh no, Lord God, the prophets are telling them, you won't see sword or suffer famine. I will certainly give you lasting peace in this place. But the Lord said to me, these prophets are prophesying a lie in my name. I did not send them, nor did I command them or speak to them. They are prophesying to you a false vision, worthless divination, the deceit of their own minds. I pray that we hear that today. I pray that we get that today. We are so often speaking for God without speaking to God first. We know his preferences. We know the evil that he detests. We know his favorite sport teams. And we've even helped him out by telling who's not allowed to get into heaven. As if we know. Oof. I just, what is going the bubble above my mind as I sit here is the big bubble with the words, oof. And truth be told, I don't even know how to respond after that because I can't make anybody. We can't make anybody stop speaking on behalf of God things that they have not directly heard from God because they have not spoken to God themselves. But we ourselves can surely check ourselves the next time we go to speak for God on something that we are complete experts in without truly knowing what he might say about that. Father, I pray that we would do better, that we would be better representatives of you, that we would speak to you before we speak on behalf of you. And when we don't know, that we would just not speak. There's so much going forth in your name for your sake that is our own doing. It is just as your word says, that it is false vision, worthless divination, and it is the deceit of our own minds. We just, even in this moment, recognize where we have fallen short. I ask that you forgive us, and I pray that your Holy Spirit would check us every time we go to speak for you, that we would consult the source first and foremost, and that we would know when to speak and when to be silent. We need your help. And we thank you that you are there to help us, our very present help in time of need. Pray this now in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our website is Daily Audio Bible. That's also the free app. Take a look around. If you would like to partner with us, we thank you so much. Could not do this without you. DAB PO Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. Or hit the give icon up at the top right-hand corner of that app, that mobile device, or look for the give icon on the website as well. If you need prayer, 800-583-2164. Or you can utilize the app, hit the red circle button. You have 2 minutes on the prayer line. Hit submit, turn the wheel to chronological, and it will get to the right place. That's going to do it for me today. I'm Jill. We'll turn the page together tomorrow as our time is coming to a sweet close. But not yet. Not yet. I'm Jill. Until tomorrow. Love one another.
Hi, this is Victoria Soldier, just calling to pray for some of the dabbers. I wanted to pray for One Penny Saved. I wanted to also pray for Leslie from Kentucky regarding her Houston friend and with the stage 4 cancer. And and I also wanted to pray for the person with the stage 4 cancer the one who is having stomach aches and back aches and is in a lot of pain. Gracious Father, you are a healer. You are a doctor that never lost a case. Father, I just ask you to touch those I call tonight that are going through in their bodies, Lord. We ask you to touch in that hospital. Father, you are a miracle worker. I ask you to heal that woman, that stomach and the pain that she's going through. I ask you to heal the one with the stage 4 cancer. You are a doctor that never lost a case. Father, I just ask you to touch One Penny Saved and the challenges that she's going through. I ask you to touch the devils and continue to have your way in their life. We ask you for life and favor. We ask you for your grace, your merited favor. And we thank you, Lord, for your mercy. We just ask you to have your way. We thank you for your miracles, and we thank you for your grace. We give you the glory and the honor and the praise in Jesus' name. Have a great day, devils. Love you all. Bye-bye.
Hey, DABC family, it's Simone calling in from Texas. Just calling to give you guys a praise report and update. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much to everyone that has called in to undergird my niece/daughter and my first grandbaby, baby promise, in prayer. Thank you to everyone that didn't call in, but you prayed. Wow, prayer is an amazing thing. My niece is doing well. Her and Baby Promise are doing very well. And Baby Promise is continuing to bake until her anticipated grand entrance around about November 8th or the 1st of November. Please continue to lift her in prayer. Please continue to lift Baby Promise in prayer. And side note to the lady that called in, I am also touching and agreeing with you about your son and his girlfriend and your grandbaby, Baby Love. So we have a promise. We have a love. I'm so excited, and I'll continue to pray for you. Love you guys. Take care. Bye.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I've been away for a long time, and I just feel really lost. This is Anita from South Carolina, and I just need prayer and direction. That's all. Thanks.
Hello, my wonderful DABC family. This is Chicago Preg, calling to pray for several of our dabbers. And with KSD, I'm continuing to pray for your former boss in Chicago. So let's pray along with Kingdom Seeker Daniel. In the name of Jesus, we come together for all the needs being lifted up, including this prayer for marriage for Brandon and Kathleen Capel. We praying even for all marriages that are being lifted up, for marriages and family. And another prayer that I heard this morning for a couple that's having struggling and with a child that they lost, and now your wife is pregnant again. And pardon me for jumping all around, but so many needs being lifted up. And I'm praying together with all of you, yes, in the very capable, loving, compassionate name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We bring everything before you, Father. Humbly we come together, believing together, agreeing together in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, our trust is in you. Yes, our hope is in you. We love you, Lord. We give our praise to you always and in all things. Let us remember to praise you. Help us to wait on you, Heavenly Father. We love you, Lord Jesus. Let your name be lifted up in every prayer and in every answer to prayer. Let the name of the Lord be lifted up. And should I still have time, I'm lifting up also that I'm praying for Jamie from South